Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
So,
Tash was saying before that you didn't, what song? You go, oh, there's millions of songs, and now you're stumped for songs.
I know, because I kind of feel like I'm on the spot with the song thing, you know? Yeah. So, what song?
Sing a song by The Police.
Don't stand so close to me. You know anything about The Police?
Oh, here we go. How you get these random little tidbits of information?
Actually, I don't know any.
Okay, good.
But they were so good, mate. They were really, really such a great 80s band. Yep. Mm-hmm. Were you around when they were out?
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm only a year younger than you.
Oh, right.
So I look way younger, I know, but I'm only a year younger.
I look
younger.
So old. You God. Look so I was old. Looking at a photograph of myself from behind a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, Jesus, somebody get me a walker. Is that a colostomy bag I see sticking out of the back of my pants?
Well.
Anyway, so, yes.
You're only as old as the woman you feel.
Well, give me a couple of songs.
She's older.
She is older. Give me a couple of Police songs. Where were some Police songs? Don't stand so close to me. Come on, what else was there?
That's okay. We've sung our song. We can get into it now. We're good. Okay. We're good.
Okay, go.
Do we know what we're talking about, though, is the question.
We were going to talk about the power of knowing how to say no.
Can I just say that I'm really struggling with not using, like, remembering that we're on audio and using my hands and understanding that people may not actually understand me if I'm just talking.
Wow.
Because I'm so used to communicating so much of my message with my hands.
Normally it's me you help people to understand it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
saying no, oh, my God. This was a big thing for me when I was younger.
Yeah.
There's a couple of reasons that it was a big thing for me. And then when I started really taking charge and being – well, after I'd done some work on myself, I suppose, and I realized that I could – do the things that before I never really could do, the power of no became much more important because I could never say no. Oh, my God. I said yes to everything because it was like, here we go. I have all my childhood back, all the stuff that I could never do before. As soon as I got an invite, as soon as I got a anything, any opportunity at all, I'd be like, yep. And I literally wore myself out saying yes to everything because I thought it was like my newfound freedom, you know, of being able to experience the world. I know that this is probably not the context we're talking about saying no in, but I know there's that fear of missing out type of thing. That's where my first understanding that it was okay to say no was understanding the fact that I wasn't going to be missing out, that I wasn't, that I was more important than this thing that I said yes to just in case I might not ever get an invite again. This was when I was younger, you know.
do you think that people say yes all the time because they want to be liked?
Yes. So I think that's a big part. Like for me, my experience was I wasn't able to do so much. So when I got the freedom to be able to do it, when I took that back, I felt like I had to say yes for the sake of saying yes because I was afraid I was going to miss out. A lot of people say yes because they feel like they're not going to be liked. This was, for me, it wasn't about being liked. It was more, well, it came to that, I suppose, as well. It was more about being just having the ability to do it, you know. When you come from a place where you don't get many opportunities or you don't feel like you've got those available to you and then they're available to you, think you need to say yes to everything.
Right.
So, but I think a lot of people say yes because they're afraid that if they say no, they're not going to be liked or they're going to miss out on something or that people will look down on them because they've said no.
Or even financially in business, you know, people.
That as well, absolutely. Because then if I say no to this opportunity in business, then I'm going to miss out on this opportunity over here.
You see, I think that when people know where they're going and how it is they're going to get there, you know, like even with business, like I used to get offered a lot of opportunities. People would come and say to me, you know, hey, do you want to get involved in this? How do you want to get involved in that?
And you then, got that all, you used to get that a lot. I remember when we first started, it was like every second conversation was, Mitch, do you want to get involved in this? Yeah. I remember that.
And I think once I got clear about what I was here to do, that really helped me. Well, that allowed me to learn how to say
big
no.
Time.
Because and now I just don't attract it anymore. But there were times when, you know, people would try to come and tempt you with money and, you know, this business deal and we can do this over here. Yeah. And every now and then, you know, somebody will slip past me on Facebook and get a message through to me saying, you know, there's this fucking rail line you should get involved in and it's an MLM. And
I know, some of them are quite random.
Yeah, it's like, what? And so, I think it's not about saying no. It's about being able to say thank you, but no thank you.
Well, it's also about saying yes to yourself, no to other people or other things, and yes to yourself.
Yes to your mission, to what it
and
is you're here to do.
As we're talking about it, it reminds me of a client we had many, many years ago who was a model, and she had a vision of what she wanted to achieve in her modeling career.
Yeah.
And she got offered to be on the cover of quite a big magazine in Australia.
Right.
And she said no to that, and it was a challenge for her to say no to that.
Yeah.
But she said no to that because she was very, very clear with the fact that this, even though it was a great opportunity and other people saw it as a great opportunity, for her it was something that would take away from her mission and from where she wanted to be and the magazine cover she did want to be on, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think when we're clear about what we're here to do and why we're here and what we're here to achieve, we're able to say no much easier.
Yeah.
Because I think that when I was in that space, when I really, really struggled, and I really had a couple of years of real struggle there, was when I was first coming into my understanding of myself and my first foray into personal development, which was this, you know. I'd done some other stuff before, but this was the big thing for me and the big shifter and the mover. And it was the first time I had any understanding or any freedom or I'd taken any of myself back.
Yep.
So it was almost a self-discovery expedition of finding, okay, what's for me, what's not for me. So that whole yes attitude ended up breaking me for a while. It ended up making me feel like I didn't know who I was. But the reason is that because I didn't have that plan, I didn't have that vision, and I wasn't clear with my mission and what I was here to achieve. Because as soon as I got that, I realized that it's important to not so much say no to others, but say yes to me. So there's things now that before I would never have dreamed of turning down, and I turn them down because they're not aligned with what I want to do. But it can be something really simple as well. Like for me, I set days aside that are just for me. Like I have one coming up on Monday because I haven't had a time. I get my nurturing from being with myself, introverts get their energy from, you know, just recharging, stopping and recharging. And if I haven't had time and space for me, I find I'm not able to be effective in the world, efficient in the world. So if I don't, that doesn't mean I don't see people on that day, but I call it a milli day because it's like, that day, I don't take phone calls unless I feel like taking phone calls. I don't see people unless I see people. So I don't make plans for that day. And then sometimes plans will happen spontaneously and anything I do, just what nurtures me on that day. And if I haven't had that for about 3 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks, I struggle. So I know I have to do that. Whereas before, I would say yes and I would just – I would say yes to everything because I would feel like I'd be letting other people down if I wasn't present with them.
I think also one of the things that I've noticed is with You know, it, when I didn't know what I was here to do, I wanted to take up every opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think when you don't know what you're here to do and you're not clear about what your vision is,
yeah.
When you're clear about what your vision is, you don't let anything get in the way.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Being clear about your vision is knowing what it is you're here to do, knowing what your exchanges are for what it is you're here to do, being clear about the system so that the people who do come to you that are going to help you to fulfill your vision, it's a really, really smooth ride for them and a really enjoyable ride for them to be part of your vision and your mission. So the experience of them knocking on your door to come to you with an offer or to come to you with some business is fluid. You know, it's very easy for them to do that, and they feel inspired by everything that you do. And so I think that, you know, a cool little exercise is to look at your day and look at how much you're getting done and how much rubber you're getting on the road, is to write what your mission is on a piece of paper, over one side of the piece of paper. Then through the whole day, write down all the things that you said yes to. Yeah. All the things that you said yes to doing. And then stop and look at that and go, okay, how many of these things that I said yes to doing are directly linked to me fulfilling my mission? And if they're not directly linked to you fulfilling your mission, then, you know, there's got to be at least, you know, 50% of what you do to 75% of what you do and say yes to,
at least
has to be directly linked to what it is you're here to do in the world.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to attract shit. You're going to attract, and it's not that people are shit. Some people are shit, but it's that you attract situations that are not of service to what it is you want to do. You attract people that are going to be time suckers.
Well, that's the thing. It's more the fact
that whale kickers.
It's more the fact that you're spending your time on low quality stuff and low priority stuff instead of stuff that's high priority for you. Yeah. So we're all going to put some of our time into low priority stuff because.
Yeah.
That's human nature, but it's about how much of your time are you giving to that? How much of your time are you giving to things that are not directly here to help you to fulfill your mission?
Yeah.
So how would you say, how would you talk to people? I think some of the big times that we find it difficult to say no is when we're in business and when we're in, if we're financially struggling, and
You behave primitively. You give up on what is important to you. You give up on your systems. You start to panic, and you just start to try and grasping at straws. And that's eventually it'll be taken off you until you put systems in place and the correct procedures in place to be able to filter out the people that are of service to you. You know, I love. Like when you hang out with really high-end people, they have real strong boundaries.
So because I think that the saying no thing and the reason I didn't say no was because I prioritize other people over me. So not being able to say no is a self-worth issue.
Yeah.
It's saying that you're worthy more than I am. Like you're what you prefer me to do or what you want me to spend my time on or what you think is important is more important than what I think is important.
Yes.
And that can be really, really challenging when you get given an opportunity to do something that you love. Like, you know, I get given opportunities to do things that I love quite often, but I say no to them because I know that I will be better for doing something else instead.
Yeah.
That something else in that moment will serve me, my purpose, my vision more effectively instead. And so it can be really challenging to say no to that because you feel that you want to succumb to what other people value as opposed to what you value. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So do you have trouble saying no to things? I think you do sometimes.
I think around Ange sometimes I have trouble saying no, because it's when she's raising. Well, we're raising three kids, you know, and she spends a lot of time with them. You know, she will ask me to do things that interfere with what, and I have to be able to say, look, no, I can't do that. I've got to be here, and no, I can't do that. I've got to be there. And Ange is pretty understanding of that. You know, Ange is pretty.
She's very good with that.
But that's the struggle sometimes is wanting to say yes to her, but it's at the cost of, you know, what I'm here to do. And what I'm here to do is paramount. It's the most important thing to me, you know, over and above anything, you know. So that can be difficult, for sure.
That can be difficult. I think that I think I see the saying no sometimes as, how do I explain it? That sometimes the saying no is not to things that you don't want, though. It's sometimes saying things that you do want,
yeah,
but you know that don't serve you.
Yeah.
Or that you know that don't, aren't as clearly aligned with what it is you are here to do. And sometimes it's simply for your own mental health and well-being. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I had my sister needed to chat one day, and I said, and it was set on a, she asked if she could do it on a Millie day, which she didn't know it was a Millie day. I'd self, you know, pre-organized it to be a personal day. And I asked her if it was possible to go back and to talk to her on the following day instead.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum was like, well, she needs to talk to you. And I said, I know, but if I don't give to myself first, then I just can't do it. Like, I'm not going to be effective for her if I don't do it for me. You know?
But you can also have just as many problems saying yes to people as well, because yes and no are kind of the same thing, right? Mm. So I have a mate of mine, and he was just a yes person.
Oh, yeah, I agree, yeah.
Fuck, he was just a yes person. Everything was yes, yes, yes. And then one day, it was his birthday, and I'd invited him up to the house, and I'd made a cake for him.
Oh, my God, I remember this.
And, you know, I really liked this guy. He's a very interesting fella. Holds great lovely. Conversations. He's lovely. But he's just a fucking yeser. He says yes to everybody.
And he really struggles to say no.
He really struggles to say no. And so I invited him to the house, and I'd made a dinner, cake, everything. And an hour beforehand, I'm like, oh, dude, are you far away? An hour afterwards, I'm like, dude, where are you? Stop answering my messages.
Never
the next day, I ring him. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I told you I'd put dinner on for you. I told you I'd made a cake. Oh, I said yes to you, and I had to go to this other place, and I got caught up there, and I said yes to them, and I said yes to you. And I'm like, dude, you know, and then I remember, I hung up the phone on him, and I looked at Ange, and I said, mate, I'm having nothing to do with that guy anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. I'm literally, he's out of my life. And she looked at me and said to me, you know,
she told you,
if you're going to be his friend, you know, because he's a good friend and he's a good guy. If you're going to be his friend, you have to understand that that's just part of who he is.
That's how he is, yeah.
And then, so I realized that, you know, I knew that that was part of how he was. And I was just putting the pressure on anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I was being selfish. I wanted my time with him, you know. I wanted to hang out with him.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we're still very, very good friends. But I will give him plenty of notice. And I'm like, dude, you know, if you're not able to make it, you got to let me know. And, you know, and now it just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
He turns up and he turns up.
So, but it's the same concept though. The reason someone says yes and the reason someone doesn't say no is for the same reason.
Mm.
They don't want to, that, and Brené Brown talks about it, about this,
you know, screw this, Brené Brown Mills.
No, she's awesome.
She is.
So she talks about having that 8 second thing of pure uncomfortability.
Yeah.
And what we do is that we sacrifice, we choose discomfort, we don't choose that discomfort of saying no in that moment.
Yeah.
But we end up saying no to our, so we say yes to our own personal discomfort later.
Yeah.
So my, like, that 8 seconds is the worst it possibly can be to just look at someone and say, look, I just can't commit to that, or I'm not going to take you up on that opportunity. And then you're better off taking that 8 seconds to be uncomfortable in that moment than to say yes and come back away from that and spend hours and weeks and stuff stewing on the fact that you should have said no, that you didn't listen to yourself. And we don't listen to ourselves sometimes, and we don't understand. And again, if we don't understand what it is we're here to do, we'll continue to say yes to others to the detriment of ourselves.
The other thing I was going to say was, you know, another cool exercise, if you're aware that you're, you know, the time that you were going to give to someone that you knew you shouldn't have given, and you've managed to actually go, no, I'm not going to give you that time, or no, I'm not going to meet with you. That time that you were going to waste there, you should take that time and sit down and build systems and organize your life to make sure that you're not attracting any more of that stuff anymore. Because I just don't attract it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because I just, and I let people know, and I'm talking, I don't have time to do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, that's not within, don't waste my time. That's not within my time schedule. You know? And yeah, so I think that using that time to go, okay, I normally would have said yes there for like 50 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to use that $50 and I'm going to turn it into $5,000 because I put a system in place that attracts a $5,000 person into my business as opposed to a $50 person into my business.
Yeah.
Because my business is so high end that, you know.
Definitely.
I can filter it out.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's how you got to do it in business, I think, definitely. All right.
And then if it's with your family, if I'm not going to spend 5 minutes with my wife, I'm going to spend 50 minutes with my girlfriend on the side. Don't you think?
Yeah, totally.
It's good.
Yeah.
That was good advice. That was good advice. That was good advice.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what I think about that whole no thing. It's a self-esteem thing, right?
Definitely.
Self-worth
thing, doesn't it?
Self-esteem is everything, man. Mm. I'm really realizing that. Self-esteem is...
And because that's the other thing I was thinking is that you really put other people on the pedestal when you're saying to them that they're more important than you.
Yeah, and they feel your lack of self-worth.
And then they feel the lack of self-worth and then it falls
And then they
apart
won't
anyway.
Then they won't pay for it.
Absolutely.
They don't feel you're worth it. They won't pay for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
When you prize yourself that way and you make your time limited and you prize yourself, more people want to get and spend time
with you. I mean, we've really learned about that a lot in the last few years.
Prize yourself, yeah.
Like really prizing ourselves and what we're here to do and why we're here to do it.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Okay.
See ya.